Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our Friday morning visit. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I heard somebody talking about him the other day, one of the ESPN commentators, I think, saying that they thought that he would be, when he was all said and done, that Manny would be one of the top five right-handed hitters in the history of the game.
Absolutely.
And when you look at the numbers and the production, it's hard to argue that. And the other point that was made was, yeah, now he may not be, you know, a stellar outfielder, but he still plays it. He hasn't gone into that role yet of just DHing, you know, and you think about it, how many years has he got left? He's probably got several.
Yeah.
He could really put up some staggering numbers by the time he's done.
Jenson Lewis has had kind of an up-and-down year in his second year in the big leagues with the Indians, but the one thing he's done, Joe, is add a changeup to his repertoire, which I think down the line will make him a more effective pitcher.
I think Jenson sees the big picture, and I think he realizes that year two a lot of times can be a little more difficult than year one. You know, guys have seen you a little more, and I think he's wise to do that, to add another pitch to try to sort of expand his repertoire a bit. And the thing about Jenson, you know, and he's very similar in some ways, I just think about this the other day, to Brant Snedeker, in that he has an approach to the game. He goes out, he has fun, he's great to deal with individually, he's a competitor. If he makes a mistake, he's able to, you know, overcome it, put it behind him, focus back in again. You know, they have a lot of similarities in that regard.
And Brant's a better hitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the deal with Jeremy Sowers?
You know, I don't know. Mark, it's a good question. You know, they keep waiting and hoping for that light to go back on, whatever it is. And, you know, ever since those struggles began, he's only had one real brief period of success where it looked like maybe he'd worked himself out of it. And, you know, I don't know that it's arm problems or anything like that. It's just, for some reason right now, he's just not as effective as everybody thought he would be. And he's a grinder, and he'll keep working at it, but, you know, time begins to become a factor after a while. I do think the fact that he's a left-hander, and you can say what you want to, left-handers are going to buy some more time, you know, to get him to work it out, because to find a lefty that can be effective is a bonus in a lot of ways.
But for him not having overpowering stuff, you know, he has to figure out ways to get hitters out.
Oh, there's no question. Now, his fastball is going to top out probably high 80s, and so he's got to be effective on location. He's got to have all the pitches working, and for some reason, in recent times, he just has not.
Joe, War Eagle, Auburn's in town this weekend.
Big series, really, for both teams. You know, Vanderbilt last weekend swept in Starkville to get back above 500 in conference play at 8-6. And in the East, that's the big challenge right now, because everybody pretty much is above 500. Auburn is 6-9, but they're in second place, you know, in the West. And they're trying their best to fight their way up and stay in that top two to be sure to earn a spot in the SEC tournament. So it's, you know, we'll see, but we're going to get their best effort this weekend. This is important to them, and I'm looking forward to tonight. Mike Minor has struggled a little bit in his last two outings, though he did win in Starkville, and I'm looking forward to him maybe getting his edge back tonight.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you on Monday morning.
See you guys. Thanks.